T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's not every day you see a stunt that looks so real, it catches everybody. But the host of SI Media Podcast writes this today. Normally, I am anti-fake stunt to go viral, and I think we are too, because they're always dumb and they're not really that creative. See the Drew Brees getting struck by lightning. However, I am going to make an exception here and say that I absolutely love this stunt because it's creative, it's original, and it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
If we didn't see the photo of the guy wearing a microphone, we'd all still think this entire thing was real, and that's what makes it a good stunt. The guy's confusion sells it. The holding up of the McDonald's Coke while asking, "Who ordered this?" is especially a nice touch. The only issue with the entire saga is that there are so many questions that still don't have answers. Who set up the stunt? Is DoorDash behind this? Is McDonald's behind it? Is this the work of a YouTube prank channel? How was he able to just wander onto the court? If you don't know what we're talking about, at the Loyola Chicago Duquesne basketball game this week, the players are out playing, the refs are out reffing, and in the corner of the court walks an Uber Eats delivery driver who's there to drop off some McDonald's to somebody courtside.
Dare I say he just strolls onto the court. Now, while we think this is hilarious, the referee did not.
No.
But there's even play-by-play audio of what happened.
Down to 18 on the shot clock, take it away by Rotroff. The defense has been pretty good here in the second half for the Dukes.
It has.
Now can they maximize? Grant. Somebody came on the floor on the far side. Looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something there. He's carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
This guy's in the corner. Looked like was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court? Can we rule that out?
I think that's an Uber Eats sticker. Is that what that is? I'm trying to get confirmation. Uber Eats, yes.
Maybe I'll put my hand up. I'm getting a little hungry. You can bring it over here.
So we saw the stoppage. The man was ushered. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
corner.
There he is, right there in the corner.
Yay.
So this guy is actually, who's he delivering it to?
The ref.
The ref said later.
Give it to me later. Not now.
Philip Alston's done a lot. I didn't think he needed a Big Mac for sustenance.
The delivery guy has to be an actor, because if this, in fact, is a stunt, and we think it might be, he plays it perfectly. He's looking around like, who ordered this?
Almost makes contact with a player who's shooting a basket.
And the ref is like, get off of the court. And then the kid in the yellow, the delivery kid, is looking up in the stands like, who ordered this? And he's got the Diet Coke with the straw on top of it, like it would look if you DoorDash McDonald's. And there's a camera guy that wrote about it and said, everyone keeps asking me, what happened with the DoorDash guy on the court at tonight's game? Here was my angle, a thread. Number one, I did not order the McDonald's, even though it was being delivered steps from my camera position. Number two, the kid was clearly doing some sort of prank. YouTube, TikTok, he's wearing a microphone and students are filming him. Number three, they didn't kick him out. He just casually walked back into the stands with McDonald's in hand. Number four, I'll personally tackle anyone else who does this. Let the athletes play the game without any worry they are going to get hurt by a stray delivery person.
Yeah. Now, if somebody had gotten hurt.
It's really funny one time.
Yeah, one time.
One time.
It was well played. Nobody got hurt. A referee got annoyed. I'm fine with that. But I'm with you, Dana. One time.
Once.
We don't need to see it repeated. This guy nailed his performance. End of story. List is out of the world's fattest countries.
Oh.
The United States is not number one.
Oh, okay.
The United States is not even in the top 10.
Well, then I don't buy whoever did this study.
Well, I should point out, Sam and I were going over this list, and we found it strange. Almost every country, if not every country, is a Polynesian island nation.
Okay.
But at least the U.S. can pat themselves on the back, because I believe the last time they did this study, we were number two.
Yeah, the United States is 15th.
Wow, I would not
country.
Have guessed that.
Britain is 30th, but Nauru, Palau, Cook Islands, Marshall Islands, Tuvalu, Kiribati, Tonga, Samoa, Micronesia, those are your top. They're all Southwest Pacific Island nations.
Okay, but let me ask you, if you took out all of the Southwest Pacific Island nations.
Well, then we're in the top 10.
Then we're
10
right
for
back
sure.
up in the top 10,
yeah.
baby.
Here are the 10 least overweight countries. I'm not going to give all 10. I'll do the top five. Nepal.
Okay.
Ethiopia. Bangladesh, India, and Vietnam. What? What?
Okay. What was the metric? Just least fat?
BMI.
Least overweight. Yeah, they use BMI to
Okay, but there are hunger issues in some of the parts of the world you just named.
Yeah.
Ethiopia, yeah.
I mean...
I'm just
I know,
the list.
But I that
Clearly,
shocked me.
Clearly, there are not hunger issues at Nauru.
Clearly.
Or Palau.
I cannot even believe they put that on the list of, what do they call it, the thinnest countries?
Least overweight.
Come on.
That's what they called it.
From the text line, the Polynesian islands are eating too much spam.
Yeah, they are.
Probably are.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.